Music has impacted my life more than I could ever imagine. I can't even describe how much it's impacted my life. I don't really know what I could do without it. Growing up, I was really twitchy and could never really stop moving. Even going to sleep was hard for me. When I was a baby, my mom would sometimes have to leave a vacuum cleaner outside my door just so I could sleep. Noises always, like, soothed me. Later around third grade, I found out I had bad ADHD. Around that time, I also found out my parents were getting a divorce. Third grade wasn't turning out so hot for me. I hated my teacher, I loathed my home life, nothing seemed to be going my way. That Christmas, my mom gave me a shiny pink iPod and said, "Peyton, get what you need." I was indifferent towards the iPod. I never really paid attention to music. My mom and sister were always singing around the house and dancing, and just the thought of music was annoying. It was a nuisance towards me, really. That's when I heard the song, Sweet Disposition. It had the most relaxing guitar riffs and a beautiful message. That was the song that made me realize my love for music. I had finally figured out my safe haven for life. Looking back, I realized I was in love with music before third grade. I just didn't notice. When I was young, about six or so, I would visit New York every summer and go to my lake house with my family. Me and my cousins would get together and perform It's a Hard Not Life from Annie to the adults. It didn't matter how many times we sang the song and danced to it. That was our song. The thing is, though, sometimes it's not the song you love, but the memory that goes with it. I Would Walk 500 Miles is a perfect example for me. I hate that song. I hate the song so much. Though, whenever I hear it, I go back to this memory of being in the car with my cousin Tyler, and just him singing as loudly as possible while driving. It was just me and him, and I remember him smiling and saying I had to learn the song, like it was some mission in life for me to learn it. I love this memory, and it puts a big smile on my face every time I think about it. I interviewed my sister, asking her what music meant to her and what she thought of it. Music for so many people has become a background for life, my older sister said. I listen to it as much as possible. While doing homework, dancing, taking a shower, walking home from school, it's always there. I later asked my mom what her favorite music quote was. My mom answered seriously and said, it's a quote from Bob Marley. The good thing about music is that when it hits you, it doesn't hurt. I love this quote, and I thought it was genius, just like Bob Marley. When I was four, I was at my uncle's lake house, and we were all by the campfire. My uncle was playing Leaving on a Jet Plane by John Denver. He had the oddest face while doing so. His eyes crinkled at the corner, and his face was scrunched up, and his hands were moving rapidly over the guitar strings. I leaned over to my Aunt Terry and asked, why is he making that face? My Aunt Terry looked at me and said, baby girl, that's his guitar face. I didn't really understand that, and when I asked my aunt about it, she said, guitar face is when you're playing an instrument, and your blood is flowing, and you feel the music, and you become alive. That's when you get a guitar face. Man, did I want a guitar face. I practiced in the mirror, copying my uncle's facial expressions, trying to get it down. When I failed, after, you know, hundreds and hundreds of times, that's when I realized your guitar face is your own. You can't copy someone else's. That was also around the time when I learned I wanted to play the guitar. And no matter how many lessons I took, no matter how many times I practiced, I couldn't get it down. Just the guitar wasn't the thing for me. So, I made up Music Face, the face you get when you're listening to music, when it makes you feel something. Whether it's sadness, joy, excitement, motivated, mad, you get a music face. Whether you like it or not, music impacts your life. Songs describe you, or sometimes songs make memories. It's not even the song all the time. A guitar riff can leave an impact on you, or a song that you heard at the symphony can just imprint itself into your memory for the rest of your life. Most of the time, you don't even realize that music's around you. That's when you know music is important, when music makes you feel. But they found a home.